Dear Harry, I hope this finds you before you reach your aunt and uncle. I don't know whether they're used to Owl Post. Buckbeak and I are in hiding. I won't tell you where, in case this owl falls into the wrong hands. I have some doubt about his reliability, but he is the best I could find, and he did seem eager for the job. I believe the Dementors are still searching for me, but they haven't a hope of finding me here. I am planning to allow some muggles to glimpse me soon, a long way from Hogwarts, so that the security on the castle will be lifted. There is something I never got around to telling you during our brief meeting. It was I who sent you the firebolt.
Ha! Said Hermione triumphantly. See? I told you it was from him.
Yes, but he hadn't jinxed it, had he? Said Ron.
Ouch!
The tiny owl, now hooting happily in his hand, had nibbled one of his fingers in what it seemed to think was an affectionate way. Crookshanks took the order to the owl office for me. I used your name, but told them to take the gold from my own Gringotts vault. Please consider it as 13 birthdays' worth of presents from your godfather. I would also like to apologize for the fright I think I gave you that night last year when you left your uncle's house. I had only hoped to get a glimpse of you before starting my journey north, but I think the sight of me alarmed you. I am enclosing something else for you which I think will make your next year at Hogwarts more enjoyable. If ever you need me, send word. Your owl will find me. I'll write again soon. Sirius. Harry looked eagerly inside the envelope. There was another piece of parchment in there. He read it through quickly and felt suddenly as warm and contented as though he'd swallowed a bottle of hot butter beer in one gulp. I, Sirius Black, Harry Potter's godfather, hereby give him permission to visit Hogsmeade on weekends.
That'll be good enough for Dumbledore, said Harry happily. He looked back at Sirius's letter.
Hang on, there's a P.S. I thought your friend Ron might like to keep this owl, as it's my fault he no longer has a rat. Ron's eyes widened. The minute owl was still hooting excitedly.
Keep him?
He said uncertainly. He looked closely at the owl for a moment. Then, to Harry's and Hermione's great surprise, he held him out for Crookshanks to sniff.
What do you reckon? Ron asked the cat. Definitely an owl.
Crookshanks purred.
That's good enough for me, said Ron happily. He's mine.